So as we press along in the summer, I don't want it to end, Kimberly, by the way. I don't want it to fly by.
No, that's for sure.
But as we get here, well, it's the 9th of July. We're talking about summer survival tips. What's our next tip for the day?
All right. So summer survival tip number two is set up slow brain activities. So this is based on a wonderful article by one of our own staff here at Eckert Center, Michelle Kerslake. What she talked about is that now that the school year's over and our thoughts are totally focused in a different direction, summer vacation's here, it's a slower pace. The bottom line is that we want our kids to have a change of pace and have things look different. They've just spent 10 months in the classroom, and we as parents also feel like we need a break. But again, if we would all benefit from a break this summer, free of learning, firm bedtimes, and healthy food, why is it such a struggle for our children to get back into a school routine in the fall? And bottom line is rest and relaxation and a decrease in expectations placed on our children over the summer can allow for a much-needed break from the grind of regular life and improve our mental health. However, if we don't also plan for the transition back into the school year, things can be really rough in September. So here's how you can still have a fantastic, fun, and carefree summer and an easy transition back into school. Number one, limit screen time. So screen time refers to any form of media that has a screen on it, so a computer, a tablet, a television, a gaming system. Screen media develops what we call fast brain processing abilities, so we can quickly shift from one idea to the next. However, when our brain is used to processing information quickly, we start to have a more difficult time slowing down and completing what are called slow brain processes, such as reading or a math problem or writing a story. So, in fact, research has shown that there's a link between viewing television and attention problems. Therefore, a summer filled with fast processing screen time means that our children's brains are going to struggle with slowing down and focusing on schoolwork in September. So, according to the Canadian Sedentary Behavior Guidelines for Children and Youth, children and youth ages 5 to 17 should limit screen time to no more than 2 hours per day. So that is our tip for this week, is again, make sure that you're giving time for slow brain processes. Host a campfire, tell stories around it. Go to the public library, help your kids find a fun book series that they can read over the summer, and help your kids solve math-related questions as they come up in daily summer life. If it takes 3 hours to drive to the cabin and we stop for 2 half-hour breaks, how long will it take in total to get to the cabin? Again, if we set aside time for these slow brain processes, September will be an easier transition.
Last summer, my family, my wife and I decided just to get rid of TV for the entire summer. One of the best decisions
awesome.
We ever made.
Oh, that is so incredible. And I think that your kids probably really benefited.
They benefited, but TELUS didn't.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Hey, what's going on this fall? Like, what can we look forward to?
All right. Well, we have our book club, and we are continuing with a wonderful series that we're going to do on the growth mindset for parents who are interested in that. And also for this summer, if you're just thinking, you know, my kids really do need to engage in more slow brain processes, we have our academic coaching services here at Eckert Center and also our social skills coaching. And if you've never used our coaching services before or you've been thinking about it but you haven't done it, we have a promotion where you can have 2 hours of free coaching service. And to do so, you just go to our website, eckertcenter.com, go to our Contact Us button, click it, send us an email with the promo code word EQUIP. And again, we have a limited number of spots available, but we would be happy to help parents who want to help their children continue with slow brain processes over the summer.
Check out their website, eckertcenter.com. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.